It Doesn't Have to Be a Thing by Tahruel, read by CookieMom6067. Mr. Stark! I mean, Tony? Tony, are you here? Peter knew that he probably should have asked Friday on the way up in the elevator, but he'd been way too excited to remember to do that. He'd also been busy trying to smooth out the letter he kept accidentally crumpling because he couldn't bear to put it away where he couldn't see it. Peter kind of thought that maybe if it left his sight, it would poof, and he'd realize the awesome thing that had happened to him was all a dream. Mr. Stark, Tony, are you home? It was probably a stupid question, because if he were home, he'd already be talking back. Sure, Fry had taken him to the common floor. Why Tony still called it that, he wasn't real sure. But she would have told Tony he was on his way there. Tony would have met him if he was at home. So he wasn't. Peter let his shoulders slump as he stood in the middle of the open room, disappointment thick in his throat. It wasn't that he needed to tell Tony right away. It was just... Aunt May still had to work really hard, even if Peter suspected Tony had bought their building, and that was why their rent had been lowered about a year back. So she wasn't home to tell. And Ned was grounded, so even if he was ecstatic for Peter, they couldn't hang out and celebrate. Kamala was busy, too. And anyway, she didn't know Spider-Man was Peter, so he probably shouldn't let her see the letter with his name on it. He was getting so good at this secret identity thing. Anyway, he didn't have anyone in Queens to jump up and down with, and even if Tony would probably be all snarky and cool about it, he knew the man would be happy for him. He would indulge Peter's need to spaz, then order them a few pizzas, and let Peter stay and play video games for a couple hours. Then, in a few days, he'd get some kind of crazy, extravagant, amazing gift that Tony would shrug off and pretend didn't mean anything. Tony was weird about showing his emotions, but he'd be happy for Peter, and Peter sort of maybe needed just a little of that just then. Instead, he was alone again, with nobody to share his good news with. It sucked. It sucked a lot, but he could deal. Pretending to himself that he wasn't pouting, Peter ambled over to the TV and flopped on the floor in front of it instead of sitting on the couch. His letter was carefully set on the coffee table, and then he turned on the TV and the PS4, ready to lose himself in video games until either Tony got back or Aunt May got out of work. Tony wouldn't mind, just as long as Peter didn't try to sneak into his workshop. Again. Who are you? The aggressive question made him yelp as he whirled around, heart in his throat and hammering hard. Flailing in a way that even a decostumed Spider-Man should not flail, he tried to get his balance and failed, falling over onto his side. From his position on the floor, he looked up at the guy who'd spoken, feeling his own eyes go wide. It was the Winter Soldier. Well, Cap always called him Bucky, but Peter knew who he really was, and maybe he didn't have all the details, mostly because Tony had forbidden anyone from telling him, but he knew the way Tony had been hurt in Siberia was at least partly his fault. And even if he still had a cool metal arm, Peter was pretty sure he shouldn't like the guy who'd taken part in the fight at the airport on the wrong side of things. Hi. Hey, hello. I'm Peter? Yeah, Peter Parker. That's my name. I didn't know anyone was home. Since Tony didn't say hi right away when I got here, he definitely isn't, because he even comes up from the workshop when I show up. Or he has Fry let me know he'll be up in a little while, and Fry didn't do that, so he's not, though she didn't tell me that either, which she really probably should have, but it's okay. She's still awesome. So yeah, I didn't know anyone else would be here. Tony didn't say anything. Or he wouldn't have to Peter Parker. Because even though Spider-Man knew, he was definitely not Spider-Man. Shit. Would the guy recognize his voice? Hi? Bucky. The freaking Winter Soldier was staring at him with his brows drawn together, a slight frown on his lips. He really, really hoped he wasn't about to be murdered, because Aunt May would be sad, and Tony would be so exasperated with him. Peter Parker could definitely not take on the Winter Soldier and live to tell the tale. But he wasn't sure Spider-Man could either. So was it really worth giving away his secret? Was it worth giving that up in the end when it wouldn't make a difference? Why wasn't Tony there to answer the question? Do you want a cookie? What? That wasn't even a question, because the word itself just expressed everything Peter was feeling. The Winter Soldier was offering him a frigging cookie, and he didn't even look quite so scowly anymore, and just, what even was his life? What kind? I got chocolate chip, lemon sugar cookies, peanut butter, and ginger snap. Peter's stomach rumbled in a way that would have been loud even to normal people. To Bucky's ear, it had to have been a roar. You can have more than one, he offered, something like a smile tugging at his lips. Yeah, cookies. Sounds, great. Who are, you? You can call me James. James, right, cool. And you can call me Peter. Pete, if you really wanna, I guess. I'm sorry if I, you know, bothered you or anything. I didn't know you'd be here, and I wanted to see Tony. Not for any Iron Man-related reason, he added, then couldn't help but smack his forehead because he was supposed to be getting better at the secret identity thing. And that had just been so sketchy. But Bucky, James, he needed to remember he wanted to be called James, just did that almost smile again, and it was kind of a little softer than it had been the first time. Come on, kid. Let me feed you while you wait for Tony. Yeah, okay, sure. That sounds good. Peter scrambled to his feet with a grace that was more suited to a toddler than a superhero. Even in the current circumstances, he remembered to grab his letter before he followed after James to the kitchen area. Before he knew it, he was plonked down on one of the stools at the island counter, a plate of assorted cookies in front of him, along with a tall glass of cold milk. James was at the stove, making some kind of pasta dish that Peter had never heard of, but that already smelled delicious. So, Peter, James started, after looking over his shoulder, making Peter choke on a chocolate chip cookie that was the best one he'd ever tasted. You were here for Tony? Yeah, he said, after he managed to swallow both the lodged cookie and a mouthful of milk. He couldn't help but look at the letter on the other side of the plate. Peter didn't mean to stroke the paper either, but it still happened. When he looked back up at James, the guy looked kind of soft and understanding again. I just had something to tell him, he said, doing his best to sound like it was no big deal. Because it totally wasn't, even if it was. You really don't got to make me anything. Aunt May'll be home in a couple hours, and we'll have dinner then. Not anything that smelled half as good as what James was making, though, which was kind of sad. And really, with his metabolism, Peter could definitely get two dinners down. I don't mind. Me and Tony got to eat anyhow. He'll be back in a half hour or so, unless Miss Pepper needs him for something. Miss Pepper? She won't let me call her Ma'am or Miss Potts, and she's too scary to just call Pepper or Pep. She lets me get away with Miss Pepper for now. She is kind of scary, Peter allowed, but nice, too. She gave me the best tour of SI ever. Tony tried, but he's really only mostly interested in R&D. And while it's fun there, Pepper showed me all the other cool stuff that Tony forgets about. I'm Tony's... Tony's what? Jeepers, why had he started that without knowing how to finish? Protégé sounded pretentious. They weren't related, and he couldn't admit to being Tony's young superhero project. Tony's mentioned you, James said quietly. He said you caught his eye and he's mentoring you. Yeah, Peter practically shouted. And God, he was terrible at being a secret superhero. I mean, right, yeah. There was a grant thing. Program? That I definitely applied for and that I totally got. So now Tony, mentors me, which is why I came here to tell him something related to that. And not Iron Man. That almost sounded like James was teasing him, and Peter had the sneaking suspicion that James might know more than he was letting on about Peter's super self. And actually, that was surprisingly okay. It was fine if he did, because he wasn't saying it, wasn't trying to make him admit anything, and was letting him just be Peter, spazzy, bad-at-lying Peter Parker. Right. Definitely and absolutely not Iron Man-related. I got accepted into the Broad Summer Scholars Program at MIT, he said, not really knowing why or what he expected. Realizing that James, unlike Tony, would have no idea what that meant, he went on. It's this really great thing that MIT does for 6 weeks every summer, where high school kids get this amazing opportunity to get paired up with a scientist to do a research project. And you get to attend a whole bunch of lectures and present your project, and it looks so good on college applications. Since I want to go to MIT, I bet it will totally help with that application. I want to do something related to gene therapy, and not just because... Peter practically bit his own tongue to keep the rest of his words from spilling out. Talking about the spider that had bitten him would definitely give the whole Spider-Man thing away. Gene therapy. James was acting like he hadn't done anything out of the norm, and Peter almost kind of wanted to hug him. Yeah. Peter blinked as James looked at him again, expression encouraging him to continue. It's based on the idea that we can, well... This was so complicated to explain, and he didn't even know how much James would understand. Sure, the Winter Soldier had been hanging around for like 100 years or whatever, but he didn't think Hydra had kept him up to date when it came to medical technology. Look, there's diseases and stuff that are inherited, right? Or are caused by genes that are wonky other ways, and most of them have gene markers or abnormalities in genes that we can see. Right now, that area of study mostly just lets parents know if their kids are at a high risk for something so they can make informed decisions. But in the future, if we can figure it all out, we could use gene therapy to treat those kinds of diseases. So, like, let's say that a disease was caused by gene abnormality that inhibits a certain vital protein. With gene therapy, we could insert genetic material into a person that would even that out and hopefully make the disease manageable, even if we couldn't cure it completely. There are a lot of risks, though, and some people think it's unethical or too close to playing God or whatever. But it's fascinating, and it could help so many people. Sounds fucking complicated, James commented, turning away from the stove and leaning back against the counter, arms crossed over his chest. Also sounds like something that could have helped Stevie back in the day. You aren't going to try and create super soldiers, are you? No, Peter said, feeling his eyes go round with distress. Nuh-uh, definitely not. Look, I've researched stuff like that. A little, the stuff that isn't classified or that Tony slips me. Not that he gives me access to classified documents that even he shouldn't have. Nope, definitely not, he insisted, flailing hard enough that he almost fell off his stool. But yeah. Look, I've seen all the different ways that can go really, really wrong. And, I mean, no offense to you or, Stevie, but I don't really think most people should come anywhere close to that kind of power. It's a really, really big responsibility. And when people like that mess up, they mess up big, and a lot of people get hurt, and they have to do a lot of things that most people just shouldn't have to do, you know? Being a superhero, super soldier, whatever, it's more than people think it is. It's... Peter had seen the fallout from all the scrapes Iron Man had been a part of. His city was still torn up and scarred in places from the alien attack, and he'd watched part of Sokovia fall from the sky. Both crises had been averted only because Tony had put himself between the world and danger. Both times, Tony had fallen from the sky, too, as he tried to protect everyone else. Sure, he'd caught himself that second time, but still. And Tony had tried to hide it from him. But before he'd thought to give the order against it, Friday had shown Peter pictures of the Iron Man suit as it had been after Siberia. He remembered standing in front of a hammer drone with an Iron Man mask, small and afraid, and pretty sure he was about to die. He remembered pretending he was strong, just like Iron Man, only to have his hero swoop in at the last moment to save him. Before his life had changed forever, he wanted so badly to be just like Iron Man, just like Tony. He hadn't thought about the cost of being a hero. Peter had dreamed of being one, only to find out that it really wasn't all it was cracked up to be. "It's a lot," he whispered, voice breaking despite his best efforts. "I don't think anybody who wants that kind of power should have it." Realizing he'd strayed really far from his original point, Peter cleared his throat and shrugged. He couldn't figure out what to say, though, so he just let the silence stand. So, the Broad Summer Scholars Program, huh? James saved him again, and maybe it was okay to like him a little. Tony was letting him live there, after all. Yeah. Hard to get in? Only between 10 and 15 kids get in each summer, usually. James let out a low, impressed whistle that made him blush in pleasure. So this is a big deal then, isn't it? I mean, a little, I guess. It was. It really, really was. And Peter was desperate to have someone else realize that and celebrate with him. But he didn't want to have to ask for it. It's a really great opportunity and everything. And even if I don't get assigned a mentor who develops a gene therapy project, it'll be related and still amazing, and it'll really help me later on. It's a huge fucking deal, James interrupted with a firm nod. Peter grinned, but ducked his head, doing his best not to squirm as he shrugged like it didn't matter, even though it really, really did. Which means cake and shit. Figure out what flavor you want, and I'll be back in a minute. Before he could protest, James was striding away, heading towards the elevator. It was so weird how, even in jeans and a Henley, that kind of made Peter wonder if he didn't like guys more than he thought he did. James still walked like he was out to murder someone. His body language didn't change just because he wasn't actively being the Winter Soldier, just like how Tony was Iron Man. Peter would be jealous of it if he weren't so terrified of merging Peter Parker with Spider-Man that completely. Also, holy crap, the Winter Soldier was going to bake him a cake. Peter had no idea what to do with that information, and he thought he could be forgiven for the way he blue screened for just a little while. Maybe longer than that, actually, because James was back before he started thinking again. So, cake. Do you think I could get the confetti kind? He asked hopefully, even if he was pretty sure that was a kind of cake that only came from boxes. James did not strike him as a guy who baked from a box. Sure enough, Bucky was frowning a little. He also looked kind of confused. Funfetti cake had probably not been a thing before back when Bucky was growing up, which was kind of a tragedy. Fry. Funfetti is essentially a vanilla cake with sprinkles added to the batter. It's... Really? Peter burst out, eyes going wide again because his mind blown. It's just sprinkles? James actually snorted, and this time when Peter looked over at him, the guy was smiling, like a real full-on smile. Huh. Yeah, he was definitely a little bit gay. It was a day for mind-blowing new discoveries, apparently. Yes, Peter, Fry said, amusement in her voice, despite that whole only a VI thing that Tony kept throwing out to appease the old Avengers. It's just sprinkles. James, would you like me to pull up a recipe? Are you going to show me all the steps? I always show you all the steps. It's not my fault you insist on skipping some of them. That is a load of hooey, Fry, and you know it. Peter watched. Jaw dropped a little as James settled into what was obviously a familiar, comfortable argument with Friday. The two of them spoke with ease, like they were friends. Maybe they were, too, because James obviously found it easier to talk to her than to Peter. He even answered with more than one sentence regularly. It was weird and awesome, and Peter didn't even feel bad for liking the guy anymore, not when he was pretty sure that Tony had to like him too. Peter interrupted just long enough to say he was going to start his homework. James and Fry acknowledged him, then went back to their conversation. Grinning, Peter took his cookies and milk to the living room area. This time he settled on the sofa and dragged the coffee table close to spread his books out on. It was easy to settle into a studying haze, with the pleasant sound of James and Friday bickering in his ear. So easy, in fact, that he didn't resurface until he felt a familiar hand settle on his shoulder. Peter only jerked a little, then looked up into Tony's beaming face with a smile of his own. Tony! He really, really wanted to go in for a hug, but Tony was always so awkward about that stuff, except, well, he protested a lot, but he never shook Kamala away or fended her off or anything. So maybe it was fine? Feeling daring, what with the Winter Soldier liking him enough to bake for him, Peter decided to test the waters. Tony flinched when Peter lunged toward him, but as soon as he realized it was a hug and not an attack, like Peter would ever, He relaxed. Hey. Hi, Peter. Do we hug now? I didn't know we were people who hug. Even as he spoke, he was hesitantly returning the gesture. He even awkwardly patted Peter's back. Yeah, we hug now. I decided. That's okay. Fine. Whatever. We hug. That's a thing. Okay. You're wrinkling the threads there, Peter. Rolling his eyes, Peter pulled away and gave Tony a flat look. Do not do the judgy eye thing, okay? Pep is the queen of that game, and you are not even a serf that dwells in her kingdom, okay? So until you reach at least that level, just don't try with me. Anyway, James said you had news? I got into the BSSP, Peter half shouted, jumping up enough to bring his legs on the couch, making it bounce enough that Tony tilted to one side. I got in, Tony, and they're going to give me a stipend, and they said they'd cover part of my travel expenses and everything. Peter, Tony enthused, displaying none of the casual coolness he usually tried to project when Peter told him exciting news. And maybe he had been stiff with the first hug, but this time he was the one pulling Peter into one. It was the best kind of hug, too, tight and full of affection. Peter didn't know how badly he wanted that from Tony until now, when he'd gotten it. They were definitely people who hugged moving forward. That's amazing. And forget about travel expenses. I'll get you there, kiddo. And I'll make sure you get the best mentor ever. I'll get in touch with the program director and talk to her about it. You're going to have the best time, Peter. I know it. Peter was smiling so hard his cheeks hurt by the time Tony pulled away, leaving his hands on Peter's shoulders. This was the reaction he'd wanted, and he'd wanted it in person. Ned had been enthusiastic, but it just wasn't the same over the phone. I know! 6 weeks of science, Tony! 6 weeks of science at MIT! Hell yeah! 6 weeks of sweet, sweet science! Maybe I could do a lecture. I'll get in touch with them tomorrow. Tony sprang off the couch, then pulled Peter along with him as he headed for the kitchen. James, Peter got into the BSSP. Tony sounded like a proud parent. And it was just about the best, short of Aunt May doing the same thing. He got into BSSP and he's going to blow them all out of the water with how fucking smart he is. I heard, Tony, James said, giving Tony one of his rare full smiles. And I'm sure he will, because I sure as hell didn't understand anything he said to me about genes and stuff. My protege is a genius, Tony crowed, draping an arm around Peter's shoulder. He's a genius, and he shall one day inherit my kingdom. Where is my protege's cake? It's cooling so I can frost it. We ain't eating it until after dinner. Your aunt's coming, he added to Peter with a nod. Hope you don't mind, but I had Friday give me her number at work, and I called. I didn't tell her about the BSSP, he said. The letters of the program, slow and careful, where Peter and Tony had rattled them off with ease. Just that you had good news, and that you deserved a celebration dinner. Since I already had one started, just made sense to have her over. You called May yourself? Tony asked, sounding almost as proud of James as he had of Peter. The look on his face was real different, though. And Peter thought Tony might be more than a little bit gay himself. It's a good day. And Fry helped, James said with a shrug. Peter was pretty sure that there was just a little bit of a blush on his cheeks, but he didn't say anything about it. Neither did Tony, but they shared a look as James turned away. That's why I came and talked to Peter instead of hiding in my room like usual. How long have you lived here? Since the other Avengers came back, Peter, Tony said, face darkening a little at the mention of his old team. He doesn't want to fight. So I let him stay here. Works out well enough, since he's such an awesome cook. Peter, Peter, Peter. I've only had takeout once this week. Peter was suitably impressed and said so. From there, he and Tony started a discussion on the merits of homemade food, while James and Fry kept arguing about recipes. Occasionally, they would drift in and out of each other's conversations, making the kitchen area in that poorly named common floor feel a heck of a lot like home. That would only increase when May got there, and it was freaking awesome. Maybe James was the Winter Soldier, but that wasn't all he was. Tony had clearly forgiven him for whatever happened. He wasn't all stiff and guarded with James like he still got with Cap and the rest of the old Avengers. So it was fine that Peter liked him. And he really hoped that James had more good days when he was around. It was nice to have someone, probably, know he was Spider-Man, but not make it a thing. It was cool that James was willing to treat him like Peter, without ever making him explain the weirdness that was his other life. James was great, and he was the Winter Soldier, and he was more than happy to bake for Peter. He found himself hoping that the guy was also at least a little gay, because the way he and Tony looked at each other when the other wasn't looking was sweet. Sweet and a little gag-inducing. But whatever, it wasn't his business. Not even if he did want Tony to be happy and not so lonely. He could totally cheer them on from the sidelines without making it a thing. And he'd be as careful with that secret as he was with his own. Because he was totally getting good at keeping his superhero identity a secret. The end.